I'm Jared Gretschel from Fifth Hour, and I'm talking about strategic armamentation talks for SALT.
What was SALT?
So SALT was a agreement for a total of roughly 10 years where both sides came together to negotiate certain treaties and agreements on technology and missiles for offensive and defense.
So who are the two parties?
USSR, Soviet Russia, and the United States of America, and then whoever was with them at the time.
And so what was the whole idea of SALT? Why was it put in place?
It was basically, like I said, to put treaties and agreements in order, to have a civilized talk instead of just talking over the phone. It was more of a time when they were expecting to talk and then get something out of the talks instead of trying to have hopeless or needless negotiations.
And so what were the results?
So there were two talks in the total of 10 years. In the first one, they worked on mostly anti-ballistic missiles, and which each side was limited to about 100 to 200. Different sides give different answers. And they also limited the number of intercontinental ballistic missiles and submarine-launched ballistic missiles. That was in the first SALT agreement. And then the second SALT was also, part of it was also about MIRVs, which are just reentry vehicles for the nukes, and more intercontinental ballistic missile limitation.
And so how did this affect the Cold War?
Primarily with the anti-ballistic missiles, it limited each side's defense to only where they'd have one site of defense, which made them be more cautious because that gave more open spots to their borders. So it made them, the threat of MAD, mutually assured destruction, was even more prevalent then because they were only defend one spot. That's why they weakened the defense and they weakened their, each other's offense, so that way it'd be less damaging.
So do you have any final remarks?
Nope.
Thank you.